C. Smith. The Napa Valley College Storm baseball team is hosting Solano College this afternoon. We'll broadcast that game beginning at 2:15 this afternoon. And then at 7:05 tonight, the first pitch for the Oakland Athletics hosting the Texas Rangers. That'll be on KVON as well. The Giants home opener is this afternoon, and we have in NBA basketball, Golden State Warriors at OKC. You can hear the broadcast of that at 5 o'clock. The San Jose Sharks are hosting Dallas tonight. And in local high school baseball, Napa High is home to Rodriguez. Vintage is at Vacaville. Justin Siena at Branson. American Canyon at Vallejo. And St. Helena is hosting Fort Bragg.
During these tough economic times when many families are living paycheck to paycheck, it can be easy to lose sight of the importance of saving for the future. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there are some simple steps you can take to set aside dollars each month for retirement, college tuition, or unexpected expenses that could come your way. Most important is to review all your expenses and establish a monthly budget. Then examine every spending category and cut 10% from each. You can't reduce fixed expenses like rent or mortgage or a car payment, but you can easily cut back in many other areas like entertainment or using mass transit when possible instead of driving. And take a look at trying to bundle services such as your cell phone, land phone, cable TV, and internet service. For more tips and to speak with a certified credit counselor who can start you on the right track, call the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service message from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
It's Napa Valley College Baseball on the air this afternoon as the Storm hosts Solano College. Airtime is 2:15 this afternoon on KVON. Napa Valley College and Solano in baseball.
Welcome back to Science Today. And the next caller is 9-year-old Philip.
Hi, well, I know the molecular formula for glucose, C6H12O6, and the general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2, but I can't seem to find any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. Brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
1948 was a big year for everyone in Napa. For the first time, Napans were able to enjoy luxuries like cable television, hairspray, and best of all, breakfast from the newly opened Buttercream Bakery in Napa. Also noteworthy, 1948 marked the first year that Napans of every age, stage, and income level had access to bilingual mental health services provided by Mentis. Now, 70 years later, Mentis is still serving our community by providing the tools people need to live emotionally healthy, stable lives. Through the counseling, coaching, and support of Mentis, our people are strengthened and so is our community. This year, we celebrate Mentis' 70th birthday and their positive impact in Napa County. Like and follow Mentis on Facebook at Mentis Napa, and look out for Mentis' Mindful Mondays, where you can hear from supporters in our community via the Mental Health Champions hashtag.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwemp speaking for Rad. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This month at Grayton Resort and Casino, we're giving away a new Jeep, cash, and more. Play to enter the Off-Road to Riches giveaway on April 27th. You could win a Jeep Grand Cherokee. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $30,000 in prizes in the wild winning slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Napa Valley College is proud to celebrate 75 years of serving, inspiring, and changing the Napa Valley community. Come to the open house on April 14th to see the instructional tools, facilities, and academic success the college has created. It's a full day of activities, campus tours, live music, wine tasting, food truck roundup, exhibits, and even a kids' zone. See you April 14th at Napa Valley College. Come discover the history to be part of the future.
Mami Valle.
This is Isela.
And Gabriela.
Your new host for La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela. Tune in to 1440 AM KVON.
Or stream KVON.com on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to our new show, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela. To learn and listen about current topics, events, and happenings that affect our community.
Listen to your Powerhouse Latinas every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
Community Grapevine.
Hi, this is Monica Stevens. Join Jameson Animal Rescue Ranch, Napa CART, the Napa County Office of Emergency Services, and Napa College Police Department for a town hall on how to evacuate your animals safely in the event of another disaster. The event will take place on Wednesday, April 11th at the CIA Acopia. Doors open at 6 p.m. The town hall is free and open to the surrounding communities. Please call the RSVP, 927-3536.
And now, live from the 1440 KVON studios at Broadcast Park in the beautiful Napa Valley, it's Judd's Napa Valley Show. I'm Lauren Mull, and here's your host, Chad Finkelstein.
Hey, good morning, Lauren Mull. How are you, sir? Good to see you. It's been a while. We had a little week off, and you're looking sharp, you're looking rested, you're looking vibrant, you're looking dashing as always. What's going on?
I had a nice Easter, first of all.
Good.
The family came down here from out of town, from Lake Almanor and San Pablo.
Fantastic.
Nice. And I'd like to mention, Judd, that tonight, me and my friends from the Napa Valley Voices group will be performing at 6:15 at where we normally rehearse, at the Springs.
Okay. And is this something, are you mentioning this so that the Napa Valley community can join you? Is there a cost to attend? Oh, you're giving me a look. The public is not invited.
Sadly, sadly, the public is not invited.
I see, but you're just putting it out there to show that you're continuing on your path of vocal greatness.
Yes.
I see. Well, that's nice. What type of program will you be presenting?
We'll be just doing random songs for which we call a spring run of show, a spring program.
Okay. Sounds fun. Any hints to the playlist? Since I can't be there in person, I'm not asking you to sing right now, what are some of the selections that folks will be enjoying?
We do I Hope You Dance by Leah Womack.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We'll be... Gosh,
okay, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. No. Take your time.
We'll be doing our first ever bilingual song, La Musica. And I'll be actually doing a solo tonight, Judd, for the first time ever. I'll be doing a little Randy Newman, You Got a Friend in Me.
No kidding.
I am such a Toy Story fan.
It's such a great film, and that really is a wonderful song. I will not put you on the spot and ask for a bit of that solo right now, but maybe you could work something up in the future.
Maybe.
You know, so you're ready for it. That'd be fun.
It would be.
La Musica, you know, that is Spanish for...
The music.
That's right. Very good. I knew you knew that. I just got back myself from Mexico. That's where I was. I took a little trip down to Mexico City. I'd never been there. I had a wonderful, wonderful experience. And part of the fun for me was being able to speak in Spanish. Not that I'm fluent, but I do enjoy speaking Spanish. Y necesito practicar más, pero it was really fun to be there and to get to practice my Spanish and meet people, interact. Everyone was just lovely, delightful, friendly. Food was fabulous. Took in some cultural events. Saw some historic sites. Walked around. It was just, it was great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that. Well, it's nice to have you back live, Judd.
Thank you. This hand is being offered, and I'm kind of stuck in this corner, so thanks for taking the left hand there. Any other events coming up? Do you have any major league sports appearances coming up?
You know, funny you should bring that up, Judd, because me and the rest of the gang from the Everybody's a Star Foundation that I'm with, we're honored to perform the Star Spangled Banner again, but this time for your three-time world champion San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
On July 5th.
July 5th.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, so a lot of folks might be in town. They're taking that weekend to travel, so maybe some out-of-towners coming in. Do you know who they're playing that night?
That I don't know, but I can let you know.
Yeah, please do. Please do. And tickets, I'm sure, available via the Giants and also, I'm sure, through...
EverybodyStar.org.
And once again, Everybody's Star is a star?
Everybody is a Star is a nonprofit organization based in Sonoma that helps special needs individuals like myself showcase our talents in professionally made broadcast quality music videos.
Fantastic. Speaking of videos, I'm about to post one today on the Judd's Hill Facebook page.
All right.
So anybody listening, give me a couple hours after this show ends, and then I'm very proud of this short film. It's my own little musings on the, well, what we do, what folks do, the expense that is paid out in money, in time, in effort to achieve the ultimately futile goal of vanity. It sounds pretty dark, but actually it's kind of a funny, quirky video. It's like 2 minutes long. People will get a kick out of it. That'll be on the Judd's Hill Facebook page. Have a look at that. And then while you're online, have a look at our website, juddshill.com, where we have posted all of our fun events, visiting information. We'd love to see our Napa neighbors as well as folks visiting the Valley. We're open daily by appointment at the south end of Silverado Trail. Come have some nice wine with us. And enjoy one of the top-rated, in fact, the number one specific thing to do via TripAdvisor is visit Judd's Hill for the customer experience we give. All right. We've got so much to talk about. This is one of the most multifaceted guests we've had.
Okay.
So we're going to take this step by step. I hope we can cram it all into the few minutes that we have. If not, he's coming back. So let's do this, shall we?
Sure, Judd.
All right.
A first is about to occur, unless we're knocked off by a foul saboteur. This man is James Forbes, and we're inching towards the debut of a guest we must call Sir.
Sir James Forbes, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. Now, this is...
Just before we go any further, though, in America, you went to enormous lengths 242 years ago to get rid of this kind of stuff. So you don't have to call me sir.
But I want to. I love titles. I have people I grew up with, you know, friends since we were little kids. They get a medical degree. Anytime I see them, it's not, you know, hey, buddy, it's doctor, how are you? You know, that's it.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
How about that? Can I ask you about that, though? Since this is, as you mentioned, we don't call people that in this country as far as our own citizens, I don't think. Are there American sirs and... whatnot, but
no,
I don't know much about how does one become a sir. How did you?
Mine is hereditary.
Okay, hereditary. How did that?
So my great 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 grandfather was created as a baronet.
Okay,
and I am now the 8th baronet.
Wow.
So that's sort of how. So I didn't really do anything much to deserve it.
Okay. That may be true. I don't know. But you've done a lot of other things that are worthy of you being here today. So
okay.
let's talk about that. James Forbes, first and foremost, you are a resident of Napa Valley, despite being a sir and having this grand past in the old country, which in your case, Scotland.
That's right.
Yeah. You have decided to make your life here in Napa Valley. And let's talk a bit about that. Well, you're here today. We're gonna jump forward, then we're gonna backing up. Stick with me. I bounce around, but if you stick with me, it's all gonna be okay. You're here today because you are a world-renowned Scotch whiskey expert, and I want to talk about that. You've got a fun event coming up, but you also have an app that you have designed that familiarizes people with whiskey. You have a production company with your Napa Valley DVD and film that you've made. There's a lot to talk about happening here in Napa Valley, but let's go back in time. We're going to get there. As I say, I bounce around, but I want to let folks know why you're here. But now let's jump back and talk about you first came here in 1977.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. As part of the team, were you part of the opening team for Domaine Chandon? I know that was the reason you got over here, was through them, correct?
It was through them, yeah. It was a summer job while I was at university.
Okay.
So it was my first summer vacation, and I got here. I was able to wangle a job, and was working for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then when I left, I hitchhiked back to New York, through taking a month to sort of travel all over the country.
Wow.
And but basically I fell in love with the place, and the in arriving, I took a Greyhound bus from Manhattan to Yountville.
Wait a minute.
No, you could do that back then. I mean, it wasn't a good idea then, and I'm sure it's an even worse idea now.
That's very Jack Kerouac of you. Did you meet some interesting characters and have some stories to tell from that experience?
Well, the main story is don't do it. However.
Okay.
The first person I met when I got off the bus is the woman who's now my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww. So there was a silver lining to that trip. And then working at Chandon for the summer was wonderful. You know? So I'm one of the original Domaniacs.
Right. I've met your wife. Lovely. But she used to be someone who liked to hang out at the bus station in Yountville. I'm not quite literally. I'm kidding. Wow. And what got you on that path to a summer job in Napa Valley? What had you been doing?
Well, I had worked for Merton Chandon in France, in Epernay. And I was very lucky in that I showed Michaela Rodino around, and she was the public relations director of Domaine Chandon. So when I wrote to an uncle who worked for Moet in London saying, any chance of a job in California?
Mm-hmm.
He said, absolutely none. Oh. There's no harm in asking. And then a week later called me up and said, you're the luckiest guy around. She
really?
Remembers your visit. She'd love to have you. So
wow.
Thanks to Michaela.
When you got here, you got your first taste in Napa Valley, and something must have stuck. You didn't hang out permanently at that point, but you had met a lady.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But I mean, also, I did have to go back and finish my studies.
Right.
So anyway, it was a long, convoluted route, but
here we are. But between 1977 and 1993, when you came to live permanently, what was going on with you? You did some. You were a TV producer. You studied wine. I mean, you were very creative.
Well, when I graduated, I worked in wine in London for a bit, and then various things happened, and I ended up running my own catering business, working with film crews.
Aha.
And which was turned out to be, in a very odd, circuitous way, it turned out to be really good training for being a video producer and videographer now.
Yeah.
Because when you're the chef on a film set, if anything goes wrong, people always, you know, it means there's a lot of hanging around while that, while whatever has gone wrong is being fixed. And so everyone will come and grumble to the chef. And so you learn exactly how not to make a movie.
That's it. You've got the inside track.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the bartender or the barber, you know, hang out with you
that.
And pour their hearts out.
And I'm not the only one who felt this way. There was one of my rivals actually did finally snap and just thought, I'm so sick of hearing this. I could do this job. He stopped catering and started producing.
And it worked out.
Out fine for him.
It's like the best type of film school right there.
Well, in a funny way, it is. You know, I mean, it was fun. It is, like any catering, really brutal and grueling.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, crazy long hours and a lot of fussy people, but a lot of great people, too. So I had a good time doing it, but 10 years was really quite enough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was a professional chef for 10 years.
Okay.
I have worked in the wine business. And so I like to say that, you know, one of the things that means that qualifies me for what I do now is that I like to say I'm fluent in food and wine, which is a sort of necessary linguistic ability in the Napa Valley.
Absolutely. That you have a lot of currency right there. and it goes beyond as well, because it's not just food and wine. Something that a lot of folks like here in Napa Valley and everywhere else in the world, whiskey.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, not to play to stereotypes, but a man whose roots are in Scotland, I mean, who better to be Mr. Whiskey than you?
I'm glad you recognize that.
Well, I think so. Whiskey without the E.
Yeah. So single malt scotch, specifically. But
shall we? Shall we talk about it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I could ask you how you got interested, but maybe that's an obvious question. I don't know.
It may be an obvious question, but the answer isn't entirely obvious.
Okay, then please.
So I'm patron of the Lonnock Highland and Friendly Society, who stage this huge Highland Games, which is known as Scotland's friendliest games. And
It's a great title, by the way.
I mean, it's just something that...
Are there other games that are just vicious and brutal?
The grumpy games.
The grumpy games. Okay, you're the friendly guy.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's. I know it sounds like a sort of slogan cooked up by some expensive advertising agency, yeah. But actually, it's just the reaction of people to it over mm-hmm. the years is just, yeah, that's the friendliest games.
Okay. And when you say over the years, you're talking all the way almost 200 years.
Almost 200 years, yeah. We will be having our 200th anniversary in 2023, which will obviously be quite the event.
Going back to your great, great, great grandfather.
That's right.
Started this.
Yeah.
Wow. What a lineage.
Yeah, it's no, I'm very proud of it and yeah. I'm very proud to be part of it.
Sure.
But one of the things that happens.
Yes.
And that is unique about the games is that because the other games can be quite friendly too. We just happen to be the friendliest.
Okay. That's very diplomatic of you.
But we have a march of Highlanders beforehand, which is about 200 guys in full Highland regalia carrying pikes and Lochaber axes and looking like they would have looked in 1745.
Wow.
And so if you didn't know that we were coming along the road and you came across us, you'd think that, you know, you were in Outlander or something like that. It's a pretty spectacular sight.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so I lead that. And anyway...
Quite literally, are you at the front of that march?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the... I mean, I give the orders and, you know, there's a pipe band in front of me and a bunch of flags.
I see.
But, wow. You know... They're under my command.
Amazing.
And I'm giving all the orders in Gaelic. Just
can we hear some of those orders?
No. Oh,
that's all right.
Way to tease. Okay.
You know, you got to come and hear it.
That's what I was going to say. There's the teaser right there. Okay. You want to hear him speak Gaelic, then...
The fourth Saturday in August.
Fourth Saturday in August.
In Strathdon in Aberdeenshire.
Okay.
Which is 40 miles inland from Aberdeen and 3 hours drive north of Edinburgh.
And you're up there.
Every year from here on out, the fourth Saturday in August, I will be there giving orders in Gaelic and you'll see the Highlanders doing their thing.
I'm sold. I'm saving up my miles. I want to see this. You have to tell us how to get tickets and where to stay and all that stuff.
Well,
tips for the...
Lonnach.org. Lonnach.org.
Lonnach. Oh, Lonnach. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like that.
Once again, lonnach.org. You can see what he's talking about.
So anyway, in 1970, I made my first march. You know, which was amazing and fabulous and everything else. But one of the aspects of this march is that we stop. I mean, it's like it's a 7 mile hike, but we stop at various houses along the way for Highland hospitality.
Okay,
which I probably don't need to translate.
I think I have a good idea what that might be,
but I was 13, and I'm not a very big 13-year-old at that, and so they were all the hosts were trying to give me iron brew, which is interestingly. Scotland is the only country in the world where Coca-Cola is not the biggest selling soft drink.
Oh.
Iron Brew is. And it's this sort of day glow orange fizzy soda.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may be great, but a pint of it when you're just 13 and then 7 times before lunch, it's just, you know, there is not room.
Right.
So one of the hosts... very generously gave me a dram, and it was just like, oh, thank God.
At 13.
Yeah, but I mean, it was, I don't care how alcoholic it is. I don't care how this might ruin my life. It's just small.
Do you remember what it was?
I think it was just a blend. It was probably Famous Grouse.
But, okay.
You know, it was a, so there was a double attraction. One, it's small and I can fit it in, but also so, wow, this is pretty damn good.
Okay. At 13 you had a palate for the Scotch
whiskey. I recognize the potential.
Gotcha. Okay, very good way to put it.
And anyway, I didn't go completely off the rails on it, but I did discover, you know, it led to deeper discovery of how wonderful it can be. And so then I spent a fair amount of time in Scotland preparing a series of mini documentaries about single malt Scotch whiskey, which involved visiting a lot of distilleries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a very tough job, and but somebody has to do this.
right.
And I interviewed a lot of whiskey makers and spent time with them tasting both the new make, which is the spirit as it comes off the still.
Oh, okay.
Completely clear. You can't buy it anywhere. It doesn't qualify as whiskey yet, but it is the first run. It's what comes off the still before it gets put into a cask.
Mm.
And so we try that. We would try the standard expression, which is like an 8, 10, or 12-year-old, which is the stuff that you see on the shelves.
All right.
And a deluxe one, which is usually an 18 or 21-year-old. Sometimes we got into some barrels that were even older, and that was really spectacular.
Are there legal definitions, like with bourbon here, to be called bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn mash, and it has to spend at least 2 years in a brand new American oak barrel to be called bourbon whiskey. Are there definitions
absolutely
for Scotch whiskey as
well? Yeah, I mean, the mm-hmm equivalent of the AVA for Scotch is that it has to be aged at least 3 years mm-hmm in Scotland.
Okay.
In oak casks. And we tend to use used oak casks.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned bourbon mm-hmm having to use new ones.
Right. Then there's a supply of used ones.
There's a supply of used ones.
Right.
And which is kind of interesting. I mean, one of the things that I love about whiskey is that in this weird way, it sort of plays into stereotypes.
Okay.
So for years, there was a huge amount of sherry imported into Britain.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very popular drink.
Certainly.
And it came in casks. And so the sherry importers were saying, well, what the heck are we going to do with all these barrels lying around the place? And the Scots said, oh, well, let us take those off your hands. And so we were getting very fine oak barrels that had this sherry flavoring, which was a magnificent thing for aging Scotch whiskey in.
And I see those bottlings sometimes. You
indeed
know, it says, you know, sherry cask finished.
That's right.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Well, as sherry started to be... Well, first of all, the Spaniards decided that they needed to bottle it in Spain, in Jerez. They then, you know, meant we got less sherry casks coming.
Right.
And so we thought, well, why don't we try bourbon since they've got the same problem?
Right.
And so that's why there is a lot more bourbon casks around now, because, and by the sort of weird way these things work, there are some distilleries who their flavor profile is very tied up with the sherry aging.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now having to buy forests in Spain and lease the casks to the sherry makers so that they can get them infused
properly them back.
And then get them back. And that's sort of just and it was cheaper for them to do that than trying to buy used casks.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So, yeah, I don't ever think of, and I am by no means an expert in whiskey, the Scotch whiskey. I've enjoyed it for many years. My father was a great admirer of the spirit, so it was around. You know, I think I, at a very basic level, know the difference if someone tells me, you know, I've got a Highland or a Speyside or an Islay. I have an idea of what to expect from it.
Mm-hmm.
But of all those, I never think of them as being very woody, so it makes a lot of sense for them to be used. Is anyone using brand new oak for?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, people do experiment with it a bit, but it does. You know, as you say, brand new oak does give you that really heavy vanilla thing.
Bourbon,
which is bourbon,
and
I don't know. To me, it just masks a lot of stuff. The beauty of having a used cask mm-hmm. is that you're getting much more of the sort of subtleties in the wood rather than the heavy hit of vanilla.
Right.
And that helps create Scotch. The other wonderful thing is the angel's share.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a term for evaporation in any in any age spirit. But you know, so in cognac, for instance, they put it in the cask. The angels will take their share, so the level in the cask will drop quite significantly. Well, the Scots aren't going to stand for any angels stealing their whiskey, and the beauty of it is that the angels recognize this.
Oh,
and so the angels still take their share, so the alcohol content in the cask drops.
Right.
However, the level in the cask doesn't drop nearly as fast as it does in cognac, because the angels are putting something back.
Oh.
And which is, if anyone who's been to Scotland will know, the weather is, shall we say, unreliable.
I see.
Which is annoying if you're looking for a sunny summer holiday.
Yeah, beach vacation. Right.
But, well, yes, and if you've ever been to some of the beaches on the West Coast on a fine day, it's like the Bahamas. They have fantastic white beaches, but they are usually wet and windy.
Gotcha.
But the payoff for that is that it's the perfect climate for aging scotch.
Wonderful. Do you ever lead people through that? Have you ever led a scotch tour?
I haven't yet. I mean, we've certainly been talking about doing so, but it hasn't happened yet.
Put me on your contact list. I have always, you know, from a very early age, maybe not quite 13, but I will tell you, I was in England.
You're aging much better.
Yeah,
than
well,
I am.
it's the red wine and a little scotch. But I do recall being in. This has nothing to do with anything. But as a 17-year-old in England with our jazz choir, St. Helena, being in a pub, and in England, we're doing a whole European tour, and you know, those who were of age were certainly allowed. And I've talked about this on the show, how you know Mr. Bond, the director, had this talk with the parents. You know where we're going. It's going to be legal. You know, I'm not really going to be policing unless big problems. So you talk to your kids about this. So we're in a pub hanging out, and I go up to order a pint. It wasn't quite scotch yet. I wasn't quite there, but a pint in the. I remember the bartender. She looked at me and she says, "You 18?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Right then," and poured me a pint. You know, it was as easy as that. So I have a feeling if I'd asked for a dram, had I been that sophisticated, I could have gotten into it then. But maybe in my early 20s is when I started developing an appreciation. But ever since then, I've wanted to do a tour and actually see the places, experience the place where it's made. We got to take a quick break. I'm looking at the time. Man, this flies by. But I want to talk. There's so much I want to talk to you about, including how folks can benefit from your expertise.
Good.
And we're going to talk about that right when we come back from this very short break.
You're listening to Judd's Napa Valley Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you own a home, you need homeowners insurance. If you drive a car, it needs to be insured too. But did you ever think about insuring the one thing you depend on to pay all of your bills? Life Foundation spokesman Marshall Gifford.
Everything hinges on your income. If you don't have an income, nothing else happens. If you're disabled and have no disability insurance, it's going to be financial suicide.
Consider the facts.
During your working lifetime, you have roughly a 1 in 3 chance of being disabled for at least 90 days, and roughly 1 in 7 chance of being disabled for more than 4 years. The vast majority of Americans do not have adequate disability insurance and are playing Russian roulette with their financial future.
Consider the consequences.
First thing that will go will be your emergency funds, then you'll end up maxing out credit cards, you may tap into retirement accounts, which will have devastating consequences, and in the end, you could become dependent upon your family again.
Disabilities happen. That's why there's disability income insurance. Your income is your most valuable asset and needs to be protected. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
All right, I'm ready. This is Steve Gorman Sports. Kevin Durant is as sensitive, he is as much a raw nerve as any player we have in professional sports today.
Amen.
Durant, to me, has become what the guy that won the MVP in OKC, what did he say? I think my nickname should be The Servant. Right, that guy's gone.
Yeah, he is.
And what you have now is a raw nerve and a guy that is so hyper aware of all of the criticism, and it drives him to be the second best player on the planet, most likely. And to me, it's compelling theater right now.
Finding out a lot about KD, and the main thing we're finding out about is this young man is not a leader, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're recruiting him to your program, That's not the guy that I'm following if I'm in that franchise. So, KD, you're a hired assassin, and you're the best in the world. But I'm telling you what, stay out of the way, because we're not following your lead.
Steve Gorman Sports.
I'm in a nightmare hallucination.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Contact Steve and the commercial vans team at Mercedes-Benz of Fairfield, 707-430-0273.
At 1440 on your AM dial in Northern California and streaming live in Santa Cruz at KVON.com, back to Judd's Napa Valley Show.
Thank you very much, Lauren Moll. We are here with our guest, Sir James Forbes. He is a world-renowned Scotch whiskey expert. Of course, over there, you probably don't call it. Do you call it Scotch whiskey?
No, just call it whiskey.
It's whiskey.
Yeah.
It's just whiskey.
Why would you drink anything else?
Well, we're going to find out from you why or why not.
Yeah. Exactly. I feel we've already answered that one.
Somewhat, but I want to talk about how folks can benefit from your expertise. But first of all, I noticed that you brought along something.
Sure, yeah.
Is this something we can give away?
Oh, something we can give away?
Yes. Yeah. No, there's a bag over there with, I don't even know what the contents are.
Well, this
oh, one, look at this.
You said to bring something unusual.
I like to bring, you know, give something out
okay.
That reflects on our guests. So this is...
Okay. This is unusual and nothing to do with my day job.
Okay.
At my house, we have 3 walnut trees on the property, and so we're inundated with walnuts.
Uh-huh.
And I pickle them. Which
pickled walnuts,
which is something that you never really see here.
No,
it's a British thing, and you don't see it very much there either. But the great thing about it is that you pick them before the shell forms. So I pick them in the end of May, beginning of June.
Oh,
and there's a long, complicated pickling process, but you end up with this stuff, which is wonderful with cheese or in salads and things like that.
So you've just handed me a jar, just, you know, basic, this is a ball jar, one of those little mason jar that you would
you can
have in your
it.
Kitchen. And
it's not going to...
It's full of liquid, and it looks like walnuts still in... Ooh, it smells great. It smells pickled.
It's certainly that.
And how... You said you would slice it, perhaps, with a little blue cheese, or what would
you... Blue cheese? It's really good with a sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar, okay.
That's kind of the go-to thing.
Wonderful.
Put it in salads, whatever.
Well, listeners, if somebody would like to try this delicacy of pickled walnuts homemade by our guest, Sir James Forbes, from walnuts harvested from your trees in St. Helena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, be the first one to tweet with the hashtag JNVS for Judd's Napa Valley Show. And if you wouldn't mind putting at Judd's Hill, that's our Twitter handle at the winery. That'll make it pop up immediately on my Twitter feed. I will bring this back to our tasting room, conveniently located at the south end of Silverado Trail here in the beautiful Napa Valley. And the first one to tweet will have this jar of pickled walnuts ready for you. Okay, so let's get back to whiskey.
Okay.
All right. You have Although, a step.
Just before we do.
Yes.
I did want to just say, just thank this radio station, because I've got the opportunity to do so. You were such a lifeline during the fires.
Oh, thank you.
Because, everybody was saying, get Nixle alerts.
Yeah.
Well, great, but we haven't got any cell phone service.
And yeah, so that having, was a challenge.
Good old-fashioned AM radio was just brilliant.
Well, thank you for saying so. It was, it's hard to say I was glad to be here all night, but that first night and then when others took over, it was still a challenge because you're right. Cell phone service was out. Internet was very slow. We were Will Marcenzi, the owner of the station, and I were here from about, well, we hit the button to go on the air at 2 in the morning. We stayed here till 7:30, scrolling on our phones, trying to get whatever little bit we could. And we depended on callers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was people who had landlines. It was people who had batteries in their radio or crank radio. It was old-fashioned technology.
It was
getting, and people's eyewitness accounts were the first several hours of how we were getting information out.
No, it was a godsend for a couple of days for us.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, so I'm glad. I'm glad we could be of service. Thank you for saying so. Okay, but you're tempting me. You actually have some whiskey in front of you right now.
We've been very restrained.
We have been.
Okay. So
I'm giving it, you talk about however you want to talk about this, the app, all the above, weave it together.
All right, I'm going to weave it together.
Okay.
The app, which is called the Dramaphone, and that's because a shot of whiskey, of Scotch whiskey, is known as a dram.
Yes.
So it's a play on Dramaphone.
Yeah.
And anyway, it has tasting notes for, sort of house-style tasting notes for every distillery in Scotland.
Wow.
It also has a whole whiskey and food pairing section, which is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about on Saturday at the Napa Valley Museum, where I'm giving this presentation.
And why don't you plug that right now, and then we'll continue on. We'll plug it again at the end.
All right. So it's from 5:30 on this Saturday, April 7th,
yes,
at the Napa Valley Museum in Yountville. And we will be tasting five different whiskies to show both the terroir, for want of a better word, mm-hmm, of the different whiskey regions of Scotland, but also how well whiskey goes with food. And rather magnificently, it goes really well, or even best, with the foods that wine has trouble with.
Oh.
So there is, I don't see this as any sort of competition with the local product.
Thanks for saying.
It's a compliment too. You know, they work really well together. And there are some things that, some foods that it is very hard for wine to handle. And, you know, in some cases, there's a sort of, you know, it sort of works. But it's not a match made in heaven in the way that some wine and food pairings absolutely are.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity for folks locally, or if you're visiting the Valley, this Saturday, celebrating Tartan Day at Napa Valley Museum in Yountville. Starts at 5:30 p.m., and tickets can be had at NapaValleyMuseum.org. If you're a member, you get a better price. If you buy them ahead of time, you get a better price. So check that out online. Become a member of the museum. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a great spot. They always have interesting exhibits. But you will be able to taste whiskeys and ask questions of our guest right now, Sir James Forbes, a world-renowned whiskey expert who has developed an app called Dramaphone, available now for, is it for all devices?
It's for all devices. The easiest way to find it is to go to my website, which is bearshead.com. And then there are links there.
Okay, bearshead.com. That's your production company.
That's right. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you can find information about your Napa Valley video, on and on. There's whiskey right there.
Yes.
There's whiskey right here. Yeah. I can't unfocus now.
Okay. I'll pause that.
Okay. Lauren, are you a whiskey man?
Actually, I'm not, but no whiskey for me because I got to drive.
Okay. Luckily, I have arranged for that.
Okay. Here's a very small dram.
Okay. This is a little taste. Just a little taste.
It's just a little taste.
Now, okay.
One of the things that I want to say about this,
yes,
and this applies to all Scotch whiskies,
okay,
and is a surprise to a lot of people.
Oh.
You want to add water to it.
I have heard this.
The saying in the Highlands is never one without the other, which means never drink water on its own and never drink whiskey on its own.
Okay, I like that.
But so what you want to do is smell this neat as is, and then add a little bit of water and it'll open it up.
Do I smell it in the fashion I would smell wine?
Absolutely. Just give it a okay. It's exactly like that.
Give it a little.
This is not the ideal glass for it, but...
No, I understand. I'm sorry.
But, yeah.
But I mean, but this Saturday at the museum, I'm sure
we've
have
got the real deal.
Proper glassware.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I know what type of whiskey this is? As far as the region it came from, or
This is a lowland malt.
Lowland malt.
Yeah,
this and is. And I should add a little water.
Glenkinchie. Yeah.
Just a touch, right?
Just a tiny bit. Yeah.
Okay. Just. Okay. Barely. Okay. So now we give it another. Slange. Ah, yes. What do we say?
Slangeva.
Slangeva.
Yeah, which means good health.
Good health to you. All right. Now, is there a certain way I should be tasting this?
Well, it's kind of the same as wine.
Mm. That is lovely. That's a very elegant, very, if I were to personify it, kind of feminine. I mean, it's not, it's not this big punchy in the face.
Exactly.
It's not the big smoky peaty.
It's a good morning dram.
It is. This is just a nice way to start the day. My tongue is happy at the moment.
All right.
I'm smiling. Yeah. This is good. You've started something here. Uh-oh.
I mean, I've got a punchier one here.
Okay. And this, again, this is the...
This is Glenkinchie, which is a lowland malt. And the thing about the lowlands is that they tend to be lighter and, as you say, more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. I mean, they're delicious.
Yeah.
And they're, but it's sort of, in wine terms, it's more equivalent to a Sauvignon Blanc, perhaps.
I could see that. You know, imagining other... whiskeys that I've had, this is definitely on the lighter, brighter, smoother side.
Aperitif-y end of things.
Yeah, really nice. I would imagine in the app, you have some basic descriptions about when you hear lowland versus highland versus
Oh, yeah. We can go into details about that. I mean,
okay.
So, you know, there is a map.
Oh, there's a map here, too. Look at that, everything.
Lauren. And what I wanted to... So the one of the things about the app is it has a My Perfect Dram Finder.
Oh.
And that's a sort of questionnaire. So mm-hmm. the first question is, where are you? Well, we're not in Scotland, but civilized-ish. And you start the search. What time is it? Is the first question.
Okay.
So well before lunch.
Yes.
And you might say breakfast.
Okay.
And so the options here are, I haven't been to bed yet, I need a hair of the dog, breakfast,
yeah.
It's the fourth Saturday in August.
When we know what happens there.
There are plugs for the Lonnet Games.
As there should be.
It's a beautiful morning, or it's drich out, which means it's miserable out.
What do you call it?
Drich.
Drich. It sounds like
it's
Yiddish.
It's very onomatic.
Yeah,
well, it's that. It's also very onomatopoeic. Yeah. So it's the Napa Valley. I think we can probably say it's a beautiful morning.
It is.
And... the suggestion, which I'm sorry I didn't bring, is Linkwood. And so it shows the label and it tells you how to pronounce it. Linkwood
is
pretty easy, but there are some which are really complicated. What's happening?
I don't know. Something's beeping, but I'm just going to ignore it until somebody comes running in with a fire extinguisher or a doctor or whatever's going on.
Well, we're just fine here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay. I'm talking to somebody very interesting. I'm drinking a little nice dram of scotch.
So, and then it's got just basic house style tasting notes. If you want to go to more, you know, as I said, Linkwood was an easy one to pronounce. This one is rather more complicated. That's the name of the distillery.
I can't even read that. Hold on a second. It says...
Well, take it over there, okay. And then...
I've got the iPad now.
Read out how you would say the very top line.
Don't put... Oh, man. Okay. If I were... The very top line, if I were to read this knowing absolutely nothing, and I'm on the radio and someone says, read this, quick, you know, everyone depends on this, I would say, Abhain Dirg.
Yeah. Most people would.
But then right underneath it, you have the phonetic, which is Avangeric.
Perfect.
Which looks nothing.
I know.
Okay. But that's good. That's wonderful. So people don't, you know, if you walk into a place that's a scotch, a whiskey bar that has a huge selection, you can really sound like you know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And you will know what you're talking about.
You will,
that's,
indeed.
That's great. Okay.
And, you know, we do that for all of them. I mean, obviously, Avangeric is an extreme example.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's Glenfiddich, not Fidich.
Right.
Glenmorangie, not Glenmorangie.
Right. And so yeah. I'm trying to think. Somebody gave me many years ago a bottle. I could not pronounce it. And they said, no, it's, and it doesn't make sense because I don't have it written out in front of it, but it was very different. It was like Bunnehaven.
Oh, yeah, Bunnehaven.
But it didn't really look like that on the label to my eye.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly, it's seeing any name that long with that many consonants in it is intimidating enough, particularly if you've got quite a thirst built up.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Okay, so we've had our breakfast scotch, and we learned a little something about it, and we can through your app, Dramaphone, available now where all devices or apps are available. $3.99, I believe.
That's right.
Wow.
Price of a cup of coffee.
Seriously. Yeah. Get a latte or get your lifetime accumulation of scotch knowledge for $4. I mean, that sounds pretty
exactly,
good.
Exactly, yeah. You know.
I had a chance to meet with the director of the Napa Valley Museum, Laura Rafferty, not too long ago. And she was singing your praises, and this app, she's become quite the whiskey drinker. She says she doesn't walk into a bar or restaurant without having that app open because she loves the adventure of the whiskey discovery. Okay, well, do we have another one to try?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
this is a complete contrast. I mean, you don't have to chug that. You just did. Okay.
Well, there's still some here. So, I'm rolling it around. It's delicious. You know what I'm going to do? Maybe I'll put this in my coffee. I'm kind of done with the coffee.
Okay.
There's not an extra glass here. So, Okay.
Here is an extra glass.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is a Highland malt.
Okay. So we went from lowland to Highland.
Yeah. And this is called Tomatin. And it's, it's a much beefier, meatier thing.
A very different a later aromatic. Sort
of, yeah. And that's the thing.
Did you add water already?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No. So that's neat. You've got some water there.
I've got some water.
I'm still savoring the Glenkinchie.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to taste it neat because I'm curious.
Oh, okay, here we go. No, you can. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good neat, but it masks a lot.
It's quite nice.
When you add the water, it opens it up. And it means that you can
water.
Appreciate more of the subtleties of it.
My goodness, just the aromatics have become so much more, to my nose, kind of caramely and sweet notes.
Absolutely.
Nothing more exciting than listening to somebody taste something. Sorry about that. But yeah, absolutely. This now has really opened up, and I'm getting those caramely sweet notes, a little bit of spice or perhaps even the maltiness coming through. That's wonderful.
So I don't know whether you can imagine doing this, but drinking that with a hot curry is fantastic. And this goes back to the whiskey and food pairing.
Yeah.
That curry is notoriously hard to pair with wine. And German wines, a good Spätlese sort of works, but it's doing it as a fire extinguisher type thing.
Got it.
And, a Riesling is a very delicate grape. So you're losing a lot. I mean, it's helping the whiskey kind of. I mean, it's helping the curry kind of, but it's not really doing anything. The curry is not doing anything for the wine. If you have the same steaming hot Vindaloo with a good Highland malt such as Tomatin, it's a meeting of minds. And
that's
they
delicious.
Both are glorifying each other, and it's a wonderful marriage.
I'm going to save the rest of my dram, and on my way back to work, maybe pick up a curry from one of our local spots and then try that out. That sounds great. I've got to ask you this before we run out of time. Sir James Forbes, world-renowned whiskey expert and patron of the Lonoc Games, do you go nuts for donuts?
I'm very happy with a donut, yeah.
Well, today's your lucky day. I have a selection here. I'm going to hand you this pink box, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
We only have about a minute or so to do this. Select one of the array there. What are you going for? The crumb. Okay. So in your app, I don't know if you have specifically donut pairing, but I know you have food pairing. if you can take a bite or not, up to you. What do you think this crumb donut from our own beloved buttercream bakery here in Napa, what do you see working with that? What dram would you have with that crumb donut? He's got a mouthful. He's chewing it. He's deep in thought at the moment. He's nodding.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. Well, it could be good just as a sort of contrast thing with Ardbeg, which is an Isla malt.
Oh, Isla. So that's a little smokier.
It's smoky.
Yeah.
Ardbeg is really interesting, I think, because it's made by the same people who make Glenmorangie. And it's a beautiful distillery right on the waterfront. It is very smoky, but it's got so much else going on as well.
Okay. Ardbeg.
So
there you go. But now it's time to play everyone's favorite party game here on Judd's Napa Valley Show.
This is Mandolin.
That's right, Sir James Forbes. It's time to play a little word game. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
You know about this game. All right. I need an adjective from you.
Idiotic.
Oh, no. I hope you're not.
That's not a commentary on anything.
Okay. Okay, good. How about a plural noun?
Scuba gear.
Scuba gear. I need to get back out there and under the waves one of these days. An adjective.
Friendly.
Okay. That's how I've found you today. How about a verb ending in ing?
Infuriating.
Infuriating. Another verb ending in ing.
Smelling.
Smelling. Another verb ending in ing.
Grueling.
Grueling. An adjective?
Bizarre.
Oh, bizarre. That's a good one. Bizarre. Another adjective?
Confident.
Ooh, that was said with confidence, too. That was just right off.
Well, I'm full of donuts.
There you go. That'll do it.
Sugar high.
And now three in a row, I need nouns. In this case, things. Three in a row.
All right. Fermentation tanks.
Fermentation tanks. Okay.
Speedboats.
Speedboats. And?
Let's bring it back to whiskey. Stills.
Stills. Okay. You're done. You can relax now. What I did earlier today, I was trying to find out a little bit about you. And these Lonoc Games, which more information can be found at lonoc.org, fourth Saturday in August every year. Tons of fun, I'm sure. I can't wait to go myself. But there was a little bit of a write-up on visitscotland.com, and you've just rewritten the paragraph they have about your games. Here we go. Colorful flags proudly flied at this event with a tradition dating back to the early 19th century. Okay.
That's not so good.
The gathering commences in idiotic style with the march of the Lonoc scuba gear garbed in friendly dress. I like that. Friendly dress. You said it's the friendly games.
Yeah.
From head to toe, followed by performers from the Lonoc Society, a school of Highland Infuriating. And that begins at noon. Trophies are waiting to be won in both open and society categories, with numerous prizes for Highland Smelling, Grueling, as well as bizarre and confident events and field races. I like that, bizarre and confident.
Yeah.
Don your finest fermentation tanks and speedboats for the chance to win best dressed stills. Sir James Forbes, it has been a pleasure to have you here. The app, if you want to learn all about whiskey, is Dramaphone. Find it at the App Store or Google or whatever, however you get your devices.
Bearshead.com.
And the website, I'm getting there. I wasn't going to leave you hanging. Don't worry. Right. Bearshead.com has a link to that, the games, your video productions, your Napa Valley video. It has been a real pleasure having you here today. Thanks for coming and talking to us.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
I've sure learned a thing or two.
This is Lauren Mull speaking for Judd's Napa Valley Show, a Gil Amar production.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older. Except void and end for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and where prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation. Spring taxes.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E.
1440 KVON Napa.